All right, everybody. My name is Tim Black. Welcome back to the Tim's Black Table. We're back in the house. Yes, it is. It's Sunday. It's after 7, much after 7. But we are back in effect. I'm so glad to have everybody tuning into the show. You're tuned into it. This is the Corner West home for Following the Campaign. That's what we do here. We also report on black news. And when we report on other news, we report from a black perspective, something you don't get everywhere else. So that's why we love it doing it. Love doing it here on the Tim Black Show, on the Tim's Black Table Show. Sundays at 7 p.m.-ish. That's bad, man. Imagine if we was on Netflix. We come on around 7-ish. Kicked right off the network. But that's okay, because we're on our own independent network. TBTV Network. So give it up for everybody tuning in. Before I get any further down the road, I'm not by myself this time. Ladies and gentlemen, welcoming my other half, my better half, the love of my life, Mrs. Black.
Oh, my goodness. Hello, my wolf pack. Hello, my babies. It's been, 2 weeks I've been out. It's so great to be back. Welcome to Tim Black's Table, episode number 21. It's so good to be back, to be here, and to be back in this seat again. If you're just joining us, please be sure to hit that thumbs up button. Be sure to share tonight's content, and please engage with one another, chat, ask the questions. We are here to educate and to inform, and we need each other. I just saw a very educational YouTube performance, I guess, a few days ago about the need for us to connect with one another, how we can't do everything on our own. And when we connect, we're stronger and we can build better with letting each other know and keeping one another informed in what's going on in this world. So let's please stay connected. If anyone celebrated a birthday today, this weekend, last week, or this coming week, happy birthday. I hope you enjoy it. Another rotation around the sun. Thanks for joining us. We look forward to informing you and giving you some good info tonight. And please, again, engage, share the content. Thumbs up.
Wow. Give it up for that lady back in the house. Oh, she never left us. Man, so y'all see what keeps me going, man. Y'all see why I'm able to do what I do. I say, Tim Black, you go through all the drama. How are you able to do this, man? I say, what? Over there, man. It's over there. We're a team. So look, guys, we are back in the house, and we got some stuff packed for you today. I want to give a big shout out to my new subscribers. I got some new people that came aboard, man. I'm talking about them, man. You guys don't know. Oh, Chris, you don't know how glad I am to see you. I'm so glad you happened upon this YouTube channel. Oh, Lord. Now, real talk, guys. I was telling Mrs. Black the other day, I put out a video. It was about black people. It was about Larry Elder and how Larry Elder was throwing black people under the bus. And I told Mrs. Black, and I'm going to keep it real, man, I had a tear in my eye, yo, because I've been working for 2 years to build an audience. I worked 2 years to build an audience of people that would care enough about black issues, but also care enough about an issue like Cornel West. And finally, I have that, where I can report on issues that impact my community, and I have enough conscious black folks and enough ally-type white folks, enough down-ass Latinos, enough cool-ass Asians, some world-class indigenous peoples that there ain't much drop-off when I do a content about those black folks. People say, Tim Black, man, why'd you pull away from the progressive thing, man? I want y'all to know, man, I'm not here to kick dirt, man, but I'm going to tell you, I was not feeling like black issues got the respect in the progressive arena as I thought they should. And it didn't sit right with me. It didn't feel good to me. And then people helped my black ass out the door. But I'm back, and I'm back Doing something I can get strongly behind, which is Dr. Cornel West's campaign for 2024, President of these United States, as well as covering black issues and being a strong voice for those issues like I've always been for the almost 11 years that I've been doing this. Whether it was Trayvon, Tamir, Brianna, Tatiana, Eric Carter, Garner. Not just George Floyd, not just Mike Brown, but all the names in between. And even when it was Tony Tempa, we kept telling people we are keeping it real on this channel about what we're up against. And whether it was income inequality, being 13% of the population, only 2% of the wealth, 40% of poverty, our children, 40% of the poverty rate, or 40% of black children living under the rate of poverty. The people would actually care about those issues and not tell me that that's identity politics when I talk about them. So I want to thank you, man. I want to thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for proving me right that this wandering in the wilderness that I've done was worth it because I came back and I found you guys. And I don't know what to say except I love you for it. And I'm here to serve you as best I can. And in that serving, guys, I got to give you some bitter pills today. I got to cover a story of a Florida shooting that took place yesterday where, to borrow a phrase from my brother Willie D, an uncivilized mutt took the life of three unarmed, innocent black folks minding their damn business, living their lives. This happened in Florida. I'm not going to play the press conference. But I did see the press conference of, it was on Good Morning America, I think it was. And I was impressed with and it's not often I get impressed by the law enforcement officer who's reading the teleprompter or doing the actual relaying of events of what happened. I was actually impressed by this brother because this brother didn't mince words. He said the killer said he hated niggas. And he said, this is the only time I'm going to use this word because I want people to know exactly what he said. He didn't say he hated N-words. He didn't say he hated minorities. He didn't say he hated disenfranchised people. He didn't say he hated poor people. He said he hated N-words. I'm using it now because I've already used up my one real, you know. The reason why that's important, guys, is because when I talk about black folks, I always got these people that say they mean well. They try to tell me that we all in the same bucket. We weren't in the same bucket when this racist killer went looking for black people. He didn't go looking for poor people. He didn't go looking for minorities. He went looking for black people. He went looking for ends. He put it in his manifesto. He put it in his last will and testament. He put it on. He wrote it several places. There was no misinterpretation of what this brother was on. His name is Ryan Christopher Paul Metter. He's 21 years old. He used the AR-15. He tried to go to a college, a university called the Edward Waters University, a black Christian college in Jacksonville, Florida. He tried to go there first. He parked his car. He had on his gear, his bulletproof-ish. And luckily for the people that were on the campus, a security guard noticed him. A black security guard noticed this guy pulled up in his car and spooked him, and he drove away before he could do anything. But that did not stop Ryan Christopher Palmetto from going to the nearest Dollar General and killing two black men and one black woman. So that's what he did. He fatally shot three black people and terrified others in a racially motivated rampage at a Jacksonville, Florida store. They say he had the diary of a madman. He had left writings and a testament that that they're referring to as the Diary of a Madman Full of Hate. The suspect, identified as Ryan Christopher Palmetta, died by apparent suicide after unleashing a barrage of gunfire with an AR-15-style weapon he purchased legally and used to kill black shoppers at the Dollar General on Saturday afternoon, Sheriff T.K. Waters said in a news conference on Sunday. He said the massacre at the store lasted over 11 minutes. It was captured on surveillance film. The sheriff played a brief clip from the security footage showing the man identified as Palmetta shooting at a black Kia 11 times outside the store, killing his first victim, a sister by the name of Angela Michelle Carr, 52 years old. And that's when he entered the store. Then he shot a 19-year-old young brother, Anote Joseph A.J. LaGuerre, 30, Jr. Shot a baby. And I'm sorry, if you're 19 years old, you're my baby. You're my baby, right? You're a baby to me. You're just starting your life. He also shot and killed 29-year-old Gerald Deshaun Gallion. 29 years old, gunned down. Waters said that for some unexplained reason, the suspect allowed other patrons, both white and black, to leave the store. So he didn't shoot everybody black, just certain blacks. I'd like to know what was his delimiter. What? They said it was clear his crimes were motivated by wanting to shoot black people, Waters said in an interview. Waters said that after killing his last victim, Gallion Palmetta, he texted his father inside the store, instructed him to use a screwdriver to get into his bedroom and to look on his laptop, and you will discover a testament and a suicide note on the laptop. The alleged assailant's writings were discovered in physical form on his person. Also searched the suspect's homes in the Jacksonville suburb of Orange Park in Clay County. Waters described the suspect's writings seized in the investigation as the Diary of a Madman, with paragraph after paragraph full of offensive, hateful language, including racial slurs. Well, you sure, Tim Black? Because we don't know. We can't just assume. We don't want to just assume, Tim Black. We don't want to take it out of context. What's wrong, Tim Black? We're just asking questions and having conversations. Got to throw that in there. Don't you love that condescending milquetoast assholes who say stuff like that? Our community is grappling with the atrocity that occurred. I urge us all not to look for a sense in a senseless act of violence. There's no reason or explanation that will ever account for the shooter's decisions and actions. There's also a TikTok video somewhere of the suspect wearing his bulletproof vest or something. He went on TikTok to advertise it, I guess. So I want to send out my condolences. Yes. Absolutely, my condolences and my thoughts, our thoughts, our prayers, our... It's all you got. In my anger, right? Mr. Gallion. Gerald Deshaun Gallion. To the families of Gerald Deshaun Gallion, to families of Anote Joseph AJ, what his friends called him, LaGuerre, and of course to Angela Michelle Carr and her loved ones, her family, her kids probably. Hell, maybe even grandbabies. So we're all just, we're floored listening to this. This is tough stuff. Now, it's not going to get much better because now I want to play a clip of Ron DeSantis and his reaction, because this took place in his state. And he made a video in reaction to this. Let's check that out.
I was able to speak with Sheriff T.K. Waters in Jacksonville. about the horrific shooting that took place. This shooting, based on the manifesto that they've discovered from the scumbag that did this, was racially motivated. He was targeting people based on their race. That is totally unacceptable. This guy killed himself rather than face the music and accept responsibility for his actions. And so he took the coward's way out, but we condemn what happened in the strongest possible terms. We've offered support for Sheriff Waters and the city of Jacksonville, and we send our condolences to the victims and their families who were the victims of a very cowardly act.
Mics are back hot and we're back. Okay. So I heard people that were saying, Tim Blackwell, that sounds like, you know, Ron DeSantis was being apologetic about what happened. His thoughts went out. You know, he said some things. Tim Black, what do you think about that? Is that good enough? And I'm just going to tell you flatly, hell no, it's not good enough. This is very timid language. Not very specific either. Why can't Ron DeSantis say, hey, we condemn white supremacy. We condemn hatred. Bigotry. We condemn hate crimes. We condemn hate crimes against black people. Let's be real specific. We condemn racial violence against black people in the state of Florida. We will not stand for white supremacists, neo-Nazis, whatever this is, white supremacists, violence against our black brothers and sisters in this state. Why can't say that? What's so wrong about saying that? Why is it enough to say this scumbag? Scumbag is what I call somebody who owes me $20 and won't pay it back. That's a scumbag. A scumbag's not a killer who goes in indiscriminately and tries to kill a store full of black people. That's not strong enough for me to call somebody a scumbag who's a killer, who goes in and we know what his intention was. This wasn't a guy who was having a few minutes, he got into an argument with some gang members who shot up his car or shot up his brother the other day, and now he's shooting back at the guys and shot at him. Nah, this is a guy who had intentions to go to a university, a Christian university, and indiscriminately kill black people. To a historically black Christian school to kill black people. Then said, oh God, it looks like I'm going to have opposition. Then he went to a place where he knew there was no opposition, a market, and shot a woman, shot in her car 11 times. And the worst words we get out of you is that he's a coward and he's a scumbag. That's it. First of all, I question how much of a coward he was because he killed himself. I don't know about you, but shooting myself is not something I want to do. So he's not a coward. He's a hateful, racist, murderer. A coward would stay in the house and stay on Twitter and say horrible things, or like the DMs I get on Facebook from the biggest when I call out people like Daniel Penny for killing Jordan Neely, who called me a nigga for that. A no good nigga, a race-baiting nigga for calling out killers. So those are the cowards. Those are the cowards that will say that behind their keyboard. I wouldn't call someone who would go into a store and shoot people he don't know just because they're black and take them off the face of this earth. I don't call that a coward. I call that a killer. I call that a diabolical, evil son of a. I don't want to use the words I want to use. There's no need to. You know what I'm saying. So what I'm trying to tell you is I don't think I don't believe that Ron DeSantis went far enough. In his condemnation. And let me just say this, and this is no diss at all to my Jewish brothers and sisters, man. And by no means am I saying this I'm just going to say it. If this shooter had went into a place full of Jewish Americans and he had a manifesto of killing Jewish Americans and he went and killed himself 3 Jewish Americans, I got a feeling that Ron DeSantis and other people would not be saying he's just a scumbag. They will be condemning white supremacy. They will be condemning anti-Semitism. They will be saying it very plainly and simply, killing of Jewish people, this horrific killing and murdering of Jewish people out of Jewish hate. Hate for Jewish people. They would say it very simply and plainly. So to my friend on Twitter, who doesn't understand what the problem is, he said he condemned it. Gosh, that's his exact words. And then you wonder, what happened to Tim Black? Why did Tim Black have to go Tim Black's own way? Because too many of you don't know what you're talking about. Either you don't know what you're talking about, or you don't give a damn about black people. That's why. I would like to say it's neither, but it's both for some of you. You don't see the difference by saying, I condemn what happened, than being a person in power, and that person in power not sending a message to everyone in this state. If you do this, you will go to jail for the rest of your life. We do not condone, we do not adhere to, nor support, nor defend, nor have refuge for people that were hurt, black brothers and sisters in our state. We love black people in this state, and if you come here to hurt our brothers and sisters, you are going to be the one who will spend the rest of your life, and if longer, if possible, behind bars, or we will use the death. They got death penalty in Florida, I don't even know. Why come Ron DeSantis can't be as upset as I am? He didn't even open his eyes on this press conference. He's like this the whole time. When is somebody just going to admit that the truth is and the facts? The facts is Ron DeSantis has a lot of people that will vote for him to feel the same way as the guy who did the shooting. Why come some of y'all just can't admit that Ron DeSantis is part of the reason probably why this happened? Ron DeSantis with the black, anti-black rhetoric of Ron DeSantis, Vivek Samek, Ramaswamy, whatever his name is, that guy, the other guy, all of these anti-black rhetoric spewing jackasses have been allowed to be on the airwaves. All of them, every one of them. See, when our Asian brothers and sisters get attacked, people go, oh, all this anti-Asian rhetoric that we've been hearing, this is what contributed to it. This is attributed to the murder that took place. The violence is taking place. The uptick in hate crimes. But when it's black people, people go, oh, well, yeah, just, you know, got to do something about these killers. We're not tying the actions that have been taking place with the words and the rhetoric of those people in power that have been using those words. That's why I put out a video and I said, we got to be very clear and look at what people's actions are, what they're actually saying underneath and what the ramifications of those words, how they manifest into the world, the type of energy they feed into, what that creates and what that brings back, how that comes back. So it's not enough to call Ryan Christopher Palmetto a scumbag or a coward. That's not enough. We got to go a little bit further than that. We got to go a whole lot further than that. All right, that's all I got. Mrs. Black, do you got any words about this? I don't know if you're capable even articulating anything on this.
It's just beyond sad that anyone can just do this. And like you said, DeSantis has to cater to his base, you know, and those people are primarily his base. He's not going to hurt their feelings. He needs their votes. You know, he needs their support. And regardless of who gets killed in the black community, there is no love. There is no outcry or what you just mentioned in terms of what this really is. So I don't even expect anything more than what he gave, only because of who he is and who he represents. So as you mentioned, condolences to the families on their loss. This is unacceptable. This is insensitive. It's something that should have never happened. And I just, you know, lift up prayers for peace over their hearts. I am so sorry.
It's hard to find words for this. That's why I didn't want to put you on the spot, babe, because I know it's difficult to say anything other than sorry. And I feel your pain. All right. All right, folks. And you know, of course we hold accountable, ultimately, the person that did the act. But it didn't happen in a bubble, right? The state of Florida has been fanning the flames. Ron DeSantis has been fanning flames in Florida about all white people shouldn't be happy, victimized, having to listen to the sins of their forefathers. You are hurting black, you're hurting white kids. White kids have to do it. You know, they have to put up with this, and this is not good for them. Hey, what about us, Ron? You know, people, Mr. Ryan Christopher Palmetto, he was listening the whole time you were talking. Yeah. About the poor whites having to listen, having to learn about what their forefathers have done and are doing. Oh, my God, that's so painful. All the while, we got real stuff like this happening. Very reminiscent of the Buffalo shooting at the top supermarket.
Right.
10 blacks killed there.
Right.
Yeah, but then, you know, as angry as I am with Ron DeSantis, there was no... DeSantis is not the governor of New York, so... That's something like that. That killer there got the marching orders, too. So, you know... And for people to not understand, they don't get it. Like, some people don't get it, folks. We need to explain it to them. It's one thing. We all know that there are people that get shot every day and there's things that happen every day. We live in a very violent country. The United States of America is a very violent country. We got more guns than we got people. So we know it's a very violent country. And some of us live in some areas that even are even amped up with the violence, even more so due to lack of resources and things like that nature. So we know that exists. But it's another level when a grandma can't go to the store. We don't realize that's a whole different thing when you can't go to the store and pick up diapers for your baby at the corner store because you are black. Not because you just random person wants to rob you. We all got to deal with that whether we want to acknowledge it or not. We all have feelings. We all have a reason to have a bit of trepidation going to the money mover or going, you know, to a, you know, going to the car from a parking lot at night, like any of us, because we live in a violent world. But it's a different thing when you can't go to the store during the daytime because somebody want to kill people that look like you. That's different. And I know Larry Elder, and I know it's a lot of sellout of you conservatives on YouTube, and I know you shouldn't matter. I should not even talk about you because you are not worth talking about, and I get it. You are nobody. I've seen them, the Cartier family, the Black Conservative Channel, ABL, Anthony Brown, whatever his name is, all these people, Sheriff, whatever his name is, all these coon sellouts that be on the YouTubes and making videos comparing apples to dandelions and comparing this and comparing that and black on black crime. It's a different situation totally. When a grandmother can't go pick up something for her baby at the corner store in the middle of a Sunday afternoon and then he has to be killed by a white racist only because she is a black woman. That's different, dog. That's different than me beefing with somebody who I've had beef with for the last 6 months and we going back and forth. That's totally different. Or somebody fighting over gang turf. That's totally different. But see, only idiots and imbeciles and mouthpieces for white supremacy would try to conflate those two things to let racists off the hook all for money on YouTube or a social media app or somebody to buy your ugly ass t-shirts or somebody to watch your boring, contrived, coonish, eye-bugging BS video content. You are a disgrace to your forefathers. You're a disgrace to your people. Your level of depravity, you are depraved in ethics and moral fiber. And you're one that should not have made it on the boat. You should not have made it off the boat to thank your ancestors, survive the Middle Passage to have you as an offspring. is a slap in the face that your forefathers survived the lash, the whipping the lash, to end up being you. Someone who would spend their time, we use all the technology that we have that you can use to encourage, to inspire, to inform, and to provide knowledge to young brothers and sisters coming up behind you. Instead, you use all that you have, all of this technology, all of the tools that we have to use it, the beauty that you could create, the power that you could wield, the words you could share, the vision, the inspiration you could provide to your brothers and sisters. Instead, you use it like a depraved shell of a human being, like a depraved, deprived, a vacant vessel, a hollow vessel of greed, and stab your brothers and sisters in the back in order to profit yourself financially off of their pain, disguise it in the rhetoric that you are trying to make, you are an independent thinker. You're not an independent thinker. You are a sellout. And that term is used too often, and it does not carry the adequate amount of weight it should carry for somebody like you. That you will make content, that you will connect, you will go short of condemning this act and will provide safe comfort and harbor for those who commit such acts, and that you have an audience of people that would somewhere in their mind, if you have people in your audience that will make any of those arguments that I just condemned, you need to get your life right. All right.
Very nice. I think you need that.
Thank you, sister.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm glad I get to switch to something a little bit more big for my people, man. You know, I did a video of Dr. Cornel West, and what they're trying to do is so pathetic. And I try to tell people, man, about CNN, man. Look, man, CNN, look, when I first started doing video content, I had no idea that CNN was doing up to the shadiness that they up to. Now, this was 12 years ago when I first started. You know, I didn't know. I thought news people had ethics. But they're just as bad as the people I just condemned on YouTube who haven't been to journalism school. They're just trying to make a couple of dollars and didn't realize they could use the internet. They got a smartphone. But the CNN folks use the same tactics. I'm talking about a video I just did about Dana Bash, where she tried to pit Bernie Sanders against Cornel West. Can you imagine such? Trying to cause beef. Beef.
Do it.
I got to think of all the words I can't say if I do the wrong. Ain't safe up in the streets. You need a friend to start your Jeep. But, you know, when I see you, guaranteed to be an I see you. So one more time, what's beef? Beef is when your kids ain't safe up in the streets. Beef is when you... So, baby, wild muffle. I can do them a little bit. I grew up off Biggie. The point is, man, what CNN tries to do is horrible, but this is a different video. This is Fox News. Now, Fox treats Cornel West with a lot of love because they're like, anybody that can knock some sense into Biden supporters, good, go ahead. Laura Ingraham almost sounds like a human being when she interviews Dr. Cornel West. I'm like, why? Where is this? What happened to the real Laura? Somebody clone Miss Laura. Here goes a video of Laura Ingraham interviewing Dr. Cornel West. And they want to talk about spoilers, ladies and gentlemen, spoilers.
I was able to speak with Sheriff.
You shut up.
Yeah, well, there you are. Now you've finally come. I can see you. Can you hear me?
Oh, my dear sister, I'm sorry about that.
What? I was like, did he go to the bathroom? I mean, where did he go just now? He just disappeared completely.
No, I'm here in my beloved Oklahoma where I was born. But thank you so much for allowing me to be part of this conversation on my way to Mississippi for the Emmett Till event for the Precious Family, dealing with Brother Jenkins and Brother Parker, dealing with police brutality. It's a blessing to be on your show tonight, my dear sister.
It's great to see you, Dr. West. I mentioned this when we lost you for whatever it was, 30 seconds. your ballot access, just the nuts and bolts of running for president, you're in fewer than 20 states right now. So given that fact, which is a pretty big one, why wouldn't you just run as a Democrat? Because Green Party ballot access is so low right now.
Oh, no, we are on the move. I'm telling you, the brother Rick and others on the move. We're on 20. We'll be on 13. We'll be in 13 by December. And some of the states you can't begin until January, as you know. And unfortunately, you got major impediments because both parties make it difficult for third parties, which is very sad. It shows that a two-party system is an impediment for American voices to come to terms with the 63% of fellow citizens living paycheck to paycheck. So, no, we are on the move, my dear sister, very much so.
There is concern among in Democrat circles, Dr. West, that your candidacy, which is interesting to a lot of people, would actually potentially throw the election to a Republican and force Joe Biden into the loser column. What would you say to that? And how would you feel about that if that's ultimately what happened?
I would say that the Democratic Party and the Republican Party are not entitled to any votes. They have to earn those votes. And most of the votes that I will get are voters, fellow citizens who would not vote for either Republicans or Democrats. And keep in mind, my dear sister, 40% of our precious citizens don't vote at all. And I'm going to them as well as those in the Democratic Party, as well as the Republican Party. So it's a matter of ensuring that the Negro National Anthem lift every voice, lift every vote. Democrats have no ownership over any vote. Black folk, working people, women, and so forth. Republicans have no ownership. You got to earn it.
Oh, I agree with that. No one should take any constituency for granted. They're coming after you, and I predicted that this was going to happen, Dr. West. Daily Beast, which is, you know, pretty much a attack website, they say that you owe the IRS more than $500,000 in back taxes. You do argue that the rich should pay their fair share. So what do the voters need to know about this? Is this correct?
Oh, they need to know that all of us need to pay our fair share of taxes. They need to know that I've always said that I'm broke to the Ten Commandments financially because I'm not concerned with money making. They need to know I've always had plans in place because I'm already in process of ensuring that I stay in line and paying those taxes. So in that sense, again, it's just a matter of the foes, and I don't know whether it's Democratic Party, Republican Party, it's probably the Democrats. They are afraid. But you know what, Sister Laura? They got good reason to be afraid. Why? Because we need to focus on poor and working people. And if we can't come to terms with that poor and working people and 63% living paycheck to paycheck, then they don't deserve to win. That's true for Republicans. That's true for Democrats.
All right,
it's
Dr.
time
West,
for
telling...
a break from the corporate duopoly.
All right, Dr. West, I know we'll have you back when we don't lose you for a minute. But thank you so much for joining us. Great to see you.
Yeah. So, but Dr. West did an excellent job there pushing back on that spoiler narrative. I'm glad to hear him do that. I'm glad to see him do that. I've been pushing back on it as well. I'm sure all of you have been pushing back on it. He got it in. Before I get to that, I want to also shed some light on what he was talking about in the very beginning. He said that he was going to see brothers Terrell. So it's Corey Jenkins and Eddie Terrell Parker. That's it. He's got two names. Eddie Terrell Parker. So I covered this story. I covered the story of these two brothers who were tortured by six racist cops in Rankin, Mississippi. I covered it on this YouTube channel. You won't see this a lot of places. These two brothers were tortured for being black in Mississippi, for being in this town. So Dr. Cornel West was in Mississippi, not just for the Emmett Till, the event there. He was there for that, but he also was there to be with those two brothers, Corey Jenkins and Eddie Terrell. So I just want to point that out. It was a horrific thing that took place here. So anyway, Dr. Cornel West did a great job of pushing back here and representing. And I don't know, Mrs. Black, did you have any thoughts about Dr. West's performance in this video? Did he push back well enough? It was great to hear him say it. You know, look, I'm not a spoiler. You can't spoil what's already spoiled. What do you think?
Right. I think that's an excellent talking point and something that needs to be mentioned because folks have tended to think that way over the past years when it came to Green Party or third party voting. So I'm glad that we have someone who is a Cornel West or Dr. West who are on these programs helping folks understand that, no, your vote counts. It's not being given away. You know, the Democrats do not own anyone's vote. So it's just glad to have that narrative out there for folks to understand.
And you know, it's crazy because we all, like most people, that's how most people feel. Low Income says, yeah, I agree. No one, you should have to campaign for any constituency. It's like a no-brainer. But for some reason, there are people who have it in their minds, like, and they don't even work for the Democratic Party. I'm serious, babe. There are people walking this earth who actually believe, who are black people, that somehow the Democrats should have a lock on their vote. And I'm like, for what?
Right.
For what? I don't see a reason why anybody black should feel that way. I don't see the reason why anybody white should feel that way. Anybody Latino or Asian or Native American or person right-handed or left-handed should feel that way. Taller, fat, skinnier, short. I don't know why people would think that way. It's right. Unacceptable. But I also like the fact that Dr. West pointed out my brother Rick Lass. Give it up for Rick Lass and Justin Beth.
Absolutely.
Right? And sometimes, y'all, sometimes people will make suggestions that are right suggestions. So, like, when Justin reached out to me about the Green Party and about letting people know more about the process of getting on the ballots and how it was important for, if it was possible for us to get together and do a show, I'm glad I jumped on that opportunity. I'm glad we brought him in. I'm glad they gave you, because you already know. People who watch the Tim Black Show already know what's up with the ballots. You already know about the map. You know about what's the process. How are we going to make this not just be something to feel good about, but an actual thing that can happen? How we can make Dr. Cornel West be on those ballots? And he's already on 20 ballots already. So when I had Rick Lass and Justin Beth on the show, and we went over for about an hour, and then we committed to coming back and doing this at least monthly, where people can get an update to know how the campaign's going, because we want to know how the donuts get made, man. We want to know the process. We want to know, hey, we ain't going to just, I'm just not, see, some people, I get it, man. People, there's some of you guys who are just twice bitten, you know? Like, man, you fooled me once, shame on you. Fooled me twice, shame on me. Fooled me again, I can't be fooled again. And, you know, I get it, man. I was fooled a couple times, too. I've had my heart on my sleeve for a couple of people.
Yeah.
Only to have victory snatched from the jaws of defeat. You know what I'm talking about. For things not to go the way I wanted them to go. And I felt that sting. Or I had people not be exactly who I thought they was going to be. Turn out to be a whole nother thing. I do not believe that's even possible with Dr. Cornel West. So I understand the apprehension, right? I understand the hesitation. But if you, like I, want your children to have an opportunity to have more options on their ballots than Democrats and Republicans, look, we ain't going to be here forever. We want our kids to have more options than us, right? We know when we hear that in Europe they got this many, you know, Mrs. Black, and other countries they got all these different people that get on the ballot, and in Canada got all these people, Switzerland got all these different people, these different parties when they go vote. And then America's got these old stinking old two halves of the same bird, the dark meat and the white meat, or the left and the right wing or whatever. You know, we get tired of that. We want options. So what I'm saying is, if we want options, we're going to have to make it happen. And that's what Dr. Cornel West gives us opportunity to do with the Green Party. The Green Party can start that shift for us. So when I tell people you need to subscribe to this channel, I don't mean don't subscribe to other people's channels. Holler at them. Holler at the other people too. That's fine. Who got one TV with one channel on it? What I'm saying is, this channel, we're tracking this story, we're tracking this campaign because it matters to me, and it matters to Mrs. Black, and it matters to you, and it matters to my kids, and it matters to all of us. This is serious. This ain't a game. This ain't just to get you riled up. This ain't just to get you pumped up, man. Stop asking me, do Cornel West support black people? Yes! He's been talking about black people all his life. Okay, it's on his website. Even reparations is on his website, but you got to read the site. It's under Unleashing Democracy. It's in there. People ask me all the time. I just want to make sure you know it is in there. When I bring him on the show, I've asked him. I got clips. It's there. We believe in supporting reparations for black people. We also believe in ending wars. We also believe in women should be able to choose what they do with their own bodies. It's a lot of stuff we want to support in this campaign, but that's in there too. Okay? Can't run a campaign in the United States where you don't have other stuff too, but black people are a priority in this campaign. Black people got to be a priority. Black people must be a priority. We must be a priority in any campaign that I get behind. And that's one of the reasons why I'm behind Dr. Cornel West, on top of all the other great stuff, on top of everything he cares about unions, he cares about workers, in fact, he cares about environmental justice, in fact, he cares about climate change, in fact, he cares about health care, the fact he cares about people being able to have a livable wage. Okay, so it's all those things and then some. No one's left out, but I can't say everything at one time. Okay, so I like when Dr. Cornel West is in this mode, man. He sound good. He sound like he is ready. He's like, yeah, come on. Bring on the hate. Give me more hate. Tell me some more stuff about how Joe Biden's owed some votes. Let me go ahead and knock this out the park now. Let me do a Reggie Jackson point over here because that's where I'm about to send this microphone when I hit this ball. I'm about to put that over there. Left, right shot corner pocket on the far corner pockets where this is going. So what I'm saying is this is good stuff, guys. This is what we need. This is the type of energy we need. Don't no one own your vote because it's yours. If you choose not to spend it, that's on you because that's your vote. But don't nobody own it till you give it to them. He not owned it because he went on Charlamagne's show and said, you ain't black. If you don't vote for me, you ain't black. And he just lost like 20% of black people just by going on there being cute. See, he should have listened to Corn Pop. Corn Pop would have told his punk butt, don't take black people for granted. Don't go on there getting all sassy, Mr. Blonde legs in the pool. Don't do that because black people don't want to hear no jokes about how they owe you something. They don't owe you anything. A lot of people would remember the pool party thing with Joe Biden talking to black kids at the pool when he was a lifeguard. The point is this, man. Dr. West, he did a good job. And look, was I lying or not when I said that Laura Ingraham actually sounded like a human being in this video? That lets you know, man, they're just playing a role, man. They just all pretending to be way worse than they are because they want to keep their audience, and their audience is horrible. So they act horrible. I bet you Laura Ingraham is not as horrible as she is. I mean, you know, is she? Well, I don't know.
That show, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know. She could be. Or even she's faking it with Cornel West. Or she's faking it when she's on the air when she got to act a certain way. Right? They are actors. I'm not acting. I want something for our vote. I've been saying this from day one. I'm doing this. I only do politics. I only cover politics because I could cover anything. But I choose to cover politics because I want black people to get something for their vote. I don't apologize for that. You got what you got your own motivations. That's my motivation. That motivates me. And Dr. Cornel West, stuck the landing on this one. Keep that energy going. And that's him going out of town in Mississippi to be with the family of Emmett Till and to be with these brothers who almost lost their lives. And he's still stopping off to do this video, to do this interview with Fox News. And then he did the one with Dana Bash and CNN. So he's working. He's working it. I feel good about it. What y'all think about my shirt? Cornel West 24, y'all. CornelWest24.org. Mrs. Black, where'd you get the shirts?
Yes, CornelWest24.org.
That's right, right. Mrs. Black got hers, you know, rocking. I got the black, but she got the gray. They won $100. They were not $100. And buying this shirt will not pay his taxes. That's against the law. This is campaign related. This right. Got to go in the campaign bucket, okay? So, yeah, So shout out to everybody, man. Everybody who supports that. Is there anything I'm missing from this video? Did I skip over a part? Am I being thorough enough on this video? I don't know.
You are. It's just that, you know, it's an exciting time. It's like until Dr. West, you know, came out and said that he was actually running. It was just going to be something humdrum, another humdrum election. So I am hoping that folks are as fired up about his participation in this presidential election as I am. And for folks who are like, you know, he's not going to win because of whatever, 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 don't speak that. If we all come together and we learn how this Green Party works and get that, make sure that he has a ballot in each of those states. And that's actually what I'm learning now from my own states. Because as Tim mentioned earlier, we did have an opportunity to vote for Jill Stein back in 2016. You know, she was on the ballot. We were able to do that. For some reason, the Green Party is not on the ballot in Maryland. So I've done a little bit of research and who to contact. And there are petitions that we can motivate people in this state to sign on to and get that ballot access available in Maryland. And as you heard Dr. West mention just recently on that clip, there are so many other states, and again, I'm not privy to what they are at the moment right now, but that information is out there in terms of what states that we need to start with next year to make sure that he has ballot access. It's great and wonderful that we're fired up and we want him to be our next president, but we have to do the infrastructure and that groundwork right now. We have time to do it. We just need to get folks motivated to do it. I know I am certainly going to do my part here in my state to make sure that we can vote for Dr. West next year. So please just, you know, continue to watch, continue to be educated. It is not lost hope. We have every opportunity to do this, but we all need to stick together. We have to stop being afraid of the Democrats chatting about, you know, you're going to wind up with Trump if you do this. If you don't come with us and, you know, do what we've been doing for the past, 70 years, then you're going to wind up under the Republican rule and they're going to demolish. Please, take that fear out of your mind. We need to change our mindset to winners. And we can do that if we all come together behind Dr. West. We can change this regime. We can change this empire, as Dr. West calls it. So don't be afraid. Let's just get our wits together, get the education that we need to make this happen, and let's make this happen. Okay, let's just make it happen.
Yeah.
It's time for a change. Change gon' come. And I know Dr. West, I know he probably loves that song too. He's into his music. Change gon' come.
Change gon' come.
And we can make this change come. So let's just stick together, get educated, and make this happen.
Damn, it's a new day, y'all.
It's a new day.
It's a new day.
Absolutely.
Stop playing
with
me.
I'm ready. No excuse.
Oh, man. That's what I'm talking about, man. So hopefully we're inspiring some other people to get excited about this as well. Because, someone said Tim Black, has Cornel West talked about his running mate yet? I don't know. I think I did hear him talk about it one time. I did not ask him about it. But I did hear him say he knows what he's looking for. That's all he said. I know what I'm looking for in a running mate. I think it was when he talked to Stephen A. Smith. That's what it was. He talked to Stephen A. Smith, and he said, I know what I'm looking for. I don't know who yet, but I know what I'm looking for. So he has a list of a mental note of what kind of a running mate he wants and what their mentality or attributes they're going to bring to the table as far as, you know, I don't know. I don't even want to assume what that means. But, yeah, let's just say the type of person. And which is a difficult thing, man, because teaming up with people has not always been my strong suit, except for Mrs. Black. But you know what I'm saying. It's not easy picking somebody. So, yeah, as soon as I know, you'll know. As soon as I got an idea, hell, I'll float an idea. You know, I'll float ideas, but I don't know yet. Some people are like, Tim Black, you know who it should be. So, yeah. Wow. So I'm hoping that everybody here hit like, everybody hit share, because we want to continue to cover this, cover Dr. Cornel West's run for the presidency. He's not quitting. He's not dropping out. The audacity. Who was that? Did you see the video, y'all, of whoever that was? I think it was somebody on MSNBC. What's that woman's name? I think her name is Keller. Anyway, she said, Dr. West, when are you going to drop out? I was like, this brother just announced his campaign. When is he going to drop out? When are you going to drop out? When are you going to drop the fake businessy, political, whatever voice this is you got going on? You don't talk like that. When are you going to stop that fake talk? When are you going to keep it real? When are you going to drop the accent? What's Dr. Cornel West going to drop out? Never. Never. Stop that noise. That's what Democrats have to do. They got to fall on the sword for old Body Bide. For Sleepy Joe. They got to fall on the sword for Sleepy Joe. So Joe can get on up there now. What Cat Williams say? Y'all know Joe 100 years old. 110 years old. Joe. And it's not about age, man. As much as it's about cohesion. Cohesive thoughts. I mean, does anybody really feel confident under Joe Biden? Does anyone feel confident under Joe Biden? Like, how many people really go to bed going, we got Joe in there? You know Joe ain't running nothing. You know Joe ain't running nothing. It's okay to admit it. I know Simone Sanders knows better. Nose tackle for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Simone Sanders up in there acting like Joe Biden couldn't reside over the dishes in the sink. He could have resided over the lawn. What's he residing over? Come on, man. Come on, man. All right, man. Come on, man. Come on, fat. This guy, Joe Biden, is not. No. People don't want Trump, and they don't want Biden. And more people don't want Biden than people don't want Trump. Last time I looked at the numbers, 75% of America did not want Biden to run again. And 69% of America didn't want Trump to run again. Those are the numbers that the DNC need to be looking at. Not looking at, oh my God, look like Cornel West. Cornel West is a threat. Nah, Biden's the threat. Mediocrity's the threat. Mendacity's the threat. Hypocrisy's the threat. Selling us out is the threat. Saying you're going to do something and not doing it, that's the threat. Not delivering on your promises. Not going against that damn filibuster. That's the threat. Reducing childhood poverty by 40% and then letting it go back and it expire. I mean, come on, John. Can you imagine such? If you went in the office and you had the power, listen to what I'm saying, guys. Imagine being a person who has the power to wipe out poverty for 40% of American children. Being able to have the power to do that. You do it, you cut the faucet on so the babies can eat, and then you let it cut off. I mean, there's a lot of things in life you could do and not do. Things you could just change your mind on. Why would you change your mind on the faucet that feeds babies? Why would you change your mind on that? He didn't change his mind on Ukraine. I said he didn't change his mind on Ukraine. He's steadfast on Ukraine. We go with Ukraine as far as we got to go. As much as we got to do, we're going to do it for Ukraine. We're going to stay there with Ukraine. We obligated. We're committed. We got your back. Sort of like he said he got black people back. I got your back. But he won't say that to the kids. But I'm a jackass for not wanting to support him. Get out of here. Get out of here. He won't say, hey, we got homeless veterans who we lied to and said, we're only going to put you in harm's way for defending of democracy and the saving of lives. Instead, put people in harm's way for the defending of money and the saving of dollars and bullion and oil. And those people are in need of help, and you look the other way. You look the other way. Come on, folks. I'm supposed to do what? Be obligated to a party that would do that? A part of it says it for working people. Was Biden at the UAW strike event? I don't think he was there, Johnson. I know why I wasn't there. My broke butt can't go nowhere. I'm broke as the Ten Commandments. That's gonna be Dr. Cordell West, one of his T-shirts. I'm broke as the Ten Commandments. But I got a heart of gold, and I'm fighting for the people. How about that? I'm broke in the Ten Commandments, but I fight for the people, though. See, that's not something that that Joe Biden could say. And them elitist ass Democrats in the inner circle, the party elites, saying, look down your nose. You ever been around them? You ever been around the party elites? Most uppity jackasses you ever want to meet, Johnson. Hey, look, if you've never been around them, look, you are lucky. I applaud you. I went to an event and I was around a few of them. Just looking at you like you just like the worst thing. Like, what is this? What is this human? What is this common folk doing around me? Oh, he's independent media. Oh, Jesus. That's how April Ryan treated me. Oh, you're independent media? Oh, okay. Oh. Like, April Ryan, you're not impressive. I know you're a sister, but you're not impressive. There are impressive sisters. You're not one of them. I know Trump treated you badly that time. We're supposed to go, oh, God, Trump. Yeah, Trump was wrong, but you're not impressive. I forget the other one, too. I met a few of them, man. You know who treated me really well? Sir Michael Singleton, who's a Republican. He was really cool. Maybe because we share something in common. I dislike for corporate Democrats. Maybe that's what it was. Shout out to Sir Michael, man. Shout out to Sir Michael. But anyway, the point is, guys, we don't owe them anything. They owe us. They owe us. If we give them our vote, they owe us. We don't give our votes for free. We're not giving, hey, I've got a vote. How would you like your vote? We vote for a reason. We come out for a reason. We canvass for a reason. We give our money. We give our treasure, our money for a reason. It's not just because we like, someone likes a certain party. I like Dr. Cornel West, but if Dr. Cornel West did not have policies, he did not have a strong conviction for the people, I would not support him. I'd be talking about the Chris Rock slap. A view is a view is a view. This is something I believe in because the person who's doing it is fighting for us. That's all it is. It's nothing else. A view is a view is a view. There's no more. So any thoughts, and I had little mumblings of certain people, it's okay to hate on me. It's fine. I'd hate me too if I was you. I said I'd hate me too if I was you because you're a hater. But I'm only supporting Dr. Cornel West because I believe in him. I go with my heart. I go with my gut. I go with what I believe. I'm not always right. But I believe in this, and this is important. It's not just for me. So if you want to be a part of that, follow this channel. That's all. And if you believe in it, as we go along, become a member of the channel. But don't do it if you don't believe in it. Hold me accountable. Hold me accountable to fight for the issues that matter for us. And see if I do that thing. And if I do that thing, you do your thing. You do the thing that comes to your heart to do. You do the thing that you think you should do. But don't do it until then. I'm not in the habit of keeping people that ain't trying to be kept. But if you got somebody that's going to fight for you, you got somebody who has your best interest at heart, that's the important thing, man. It's hard to get that in politics. Politics is such a racket. It stinks. It sucks, man. I'm from D.C., man. I've worked as a government contractor. I met these people, man. These politicians, man, it's who know who and who scratch who back and who owe who a favor. And when you got people that are outside that system, that are trying to get in that system for God knows why, but are crazy enough to venture into that lion's den for you on behalf of people, you should support them. Now, sometimes people that go into that lion's den, they come out changed. Sometimes the people that go in there for nefarious reasons. I don't believe that with Dr. Cornel West. I just don't. Stick around. Let's see if you believe it. Let's stick around and see if you come to the same conclusion I did. that this is an important election. I believe right now is the best time ever for the Green Party and for any independent party. Right now, like whatever we're going to have such a catastrophe going on. Well, we got a Donald Trump running. Oh, my God. And you got Joe Biden running at the same time. Oh, good. Oh, God. I mean, it's perfect for third parties. It's perfect. Marianne Williamson, why aren't you third party? RFK, why aren't you third party? It's perfect. People hate these candidates. These options are not good. This is the perfect time. I'd have run the Tim Black Party. The Tim Black and Mrs. Black Party. The Black Party. Fuck the Black Party. The Black Party. So I'm just saying it makes sense. Shout out to my moderators, Buck Beaulieu, Sign of the Times, Uli in the house. Thank you for supporting this show. You can tell when Tim Black ain't had a show in a week or two. I'm all pumped up on my amped up. Mrs. Black, they're going, I got to make the dinner. We got to do dinner. We got to keep on going, Tim Black. Keep going down, though. All right, guys, that's really all I got. I got nothing but love for you. Dr. Cornel West is running, and he ain't going to quit. He ain't going to stop. And you don't stop. Take that, take that, take that. And here we are. So look, go to CornelWest24.org, become informed, sign up, get on the newsletter, do whatever.
Donate if you can.
Donate if you can.
Educate yourselves about this Green Party.
Educate yourself.
Yes, whole new territory.
Whole new territory. There's some good Cornel West pages out there. Join them all. Cornel West 24, Cornel 24. I seen a couple of those on Instagram. I saw a couple on Twitter as well. Follow those folks. Daily Beast did an article. They included our video where Dr. Cornel West came on the show and announced he debuted his full statement about the tax money and the obligations he has to the federal government in that regard. He debuted that on the Tim Black Show for a reason, and I appreciate him for that. And I got something to live up to. I gotta stay the course. I gotta continue to provide the same level of support for this campaign as I did earlier. So we have an obligation. I'm obligated to you. I'm obligated to Dr. West. Not because of money, but because of duty, as in duty out of service. All right. So that's a good thing, y'all. I got nothing but love for y'all. All right, now remember, go to jointimblack.com to become a member of the Tim Black Wolfpack. It's a good thing to do. Why? Because we believe in you, and we believe in each other, and we believe in this movement. Hope you join us. Mrs. Black, that's all I got. I hope that's enough.
Yeah, I think we even did our job here. Thank you so much. Again, it's so very important to stay connected. So please continue to watch the videos. Continue to be educated about what we're doing here, because it is so, so important. And one of these days, you're going to look back on it and realize that you actually changed the course of this, duopoly. You had a hand in it. You had a part in it. So this is a very important moment. Please, please be a part of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And shout out to Susie Stone. Susie Stone, who became a member of the Tim Black Wolfpack while watching the show. Thank you, sister. I appreciate you. Can we get one more member? Make me feel good. Make me feel good. Just one more. Can I get one more person that'll take the plunge, become a member
of
the
show live? Yeah, we did have someone. I think I can't get to it now, but someone did join. They were thanked.
Oh, they were? Okay.
Yes. So there were two members.
Arlene Chambers in the house. Thank you, Arlene. And just so you know, people who are members of the show, you get the first access to the after innings. So we're going to go extra innings. Like after we stop this, we're going to talk a little bit further, me and Mrs. Black, and we're going to put that out, and you'll get a copy of that. That'll be only for our VIP people. Because I got to give you something. Staccato David. Give it up for Staccato David in the house joining the show. I appreciate you, Staccato David. My brother. I don't even know if that's the last name's a guy. The last name is David, but that could be a, I don't know what Staccato man or woman, I don't know. Let's just say it's a person, Tim. How about that? You're getting in trouble, Tim. You old bastard, you don't know how to, you know. Oh, yeah. But thank you, Staccato David, for joining us. We appreciate you. That's it. I'm out of here before I get in more trouble. Look. Look, Wolfpack, thank you. Thank you, Wolfpack, for joining the show tonight. Thank you for sharing the show. We'll see you on the next one, and then we're going to go to extra innings. Everybody be safe.
Stay well. Have a great week.
Stay well. Have a great week.
Tim Black's The Black Table streams Sundays, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Times. Become a member at jointinblack.com. You better tell somebody what?
The Black Table is it.